nobody gets reborn exactly the same as they were in the, before they died. The soul, or, you know, in this community you've heard this term tonali, which roughly translates as soul, is a construct of different soul stuff, different soul pieces, you might say. And after death, that gets taken apart, mostly. And when a new life comes into this world, there's a new configuration of soul pieces. Not all of them, by any means, in fact, not the majority of them, are the same ones exactly as they were in the past. But those soul pieces are still ancestral. So you get a mixture of different things in a new configuration.
And the... That's really fucked up. Seriously, man.
Well, one thing that might help you with that is to remember what I said, that, you know, your question was about illnesses that come in with a child.
Right.
But it's not just the illnesses. It's also the...
Well, learning.
The learning, the life experiences, the spiritual growth, the what we would think of as good qualities, and, you know, the whole thing.
I have a related question about the past. You know, you spoke earlier about that, you know, the past doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. And yet, in traditional cultures and in our community, you know, we're learning to identify and value elders.
Yes.
And what makes for the richness and the wisdom of an elder is an accumulation of experiences that really did happen in the past. So I just wonder if you'd offer some perspective and understanding about that. That seeming paradox.
Well, it is a paradox. So, a couple of aspects to that occurred to me. One is that when we're talking about our, let's say, our personal past, well, that is something that in certain ways is not present. I mean, is yesterday present today? No. But what happens is we make up a story about it that, first of all, cannot possibly be anywhere near complete. So we fabricate a story, pulling out certain aspects of it and an interpretation of those things. And we create this illusory thing called the past. It's not only very complete, but it's also tends to be very distorted. And that story that we tell about the past is really nothing more than a story. It does live in the present as a story, and it has a certain effect. But it's not exactly the effect of what we might call the objective past. It's an effect of the story we're telling about it. But in another way, you know, to speak about your question about elders and wisdom and all like that. It's not so much the past itself that's of value there, so much it is what you refer to as the learning. And that's something that, if it lives at all, it lives in the present. So another thing in our tradition and other traditions. There's a lot of value and attention paid to sacred stories, which typically take place in a far distant past. But the thing that makes them valuable to help give us guidance is that their relevance is that the same stories, in a way, are playing themselves out now.
Well, there's nothing new under the sun, kind of thing.
Well,
so it's about seeing how the old ones moved with it, so you can apply that to what's going on in this time.
Yes. So it's part of the paradox is this, like I said before, on the other side, but I mean, so far as I can tell, in all the other realms or worlds other than this one, there really isn't time, which is impossible for our minds to grasp, really. But it's all one moment, from beginning to end. And so there are certain stories that play out all at once, but you know, stories, in order to be stories that we relate to, have a timeline to them. And those stories are playing themselves out here in this world on the stage of time and space. And so, like I say, this is something that totally boggles the mind, but if you could sort of imagine that somehow the whole story from beginning to end, the story of the world, let's call it, is compressed into a single moment. And then it gets pulled out and put on a timeline in something that we call space, and that we're living at. But it's not exactly even linear, it's cyclical. And that's why those old stories, and that's why the wisdom of an elder is relevant and helpful. Because, you know, the difference between somebody who is, let's call it, simply an old person, and not necessarily a wise old person, will tell, you know, talk. You know, you may or may not find some relevance in that. But when a wise elder speaks as an elder, or when they tell these sacred stories of times long ago, it's a bit of a different thing. It's like telling the story of how the world plays itself out. And that's not different now from how it was then. Unless some things look a little different. But the story is still playing itself out. And so we can learn from that.